For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Second Samuel chapter 3. So Joab is the best or one of the best examples of somebody who operated in the spirit of independence. Do you see? And I want us to learn from his behavior and align ourselves properly. So 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. The house of Saul and the house of David, all in Israel, were fighting. Same house, but divided. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Of course, because David was a chosen one, isn't it? Long before God had said to his prophet that the kingdom had been taken out of the hand of Saul. Jump to verse 6. And it came to pass while there was war between the house of Saul. Between verse 2 and 5, you see the blessing or the power of King David. Amen. I mean, he had children all over the place and he had too many wives and very fruitful man. So let's jump to verse 6. And it came to pass while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David. So they were actually fighting. That Abner made himself strong in the house of Saul. So Abner was a commander, sort of, army commander, like a chief of staff in the time of Saul. All right? So he was a commander on that side. And Joab, by introduction, was a commander on the side of King David. Okay? You get the picture so far. And the Bible is saying that even though David was growing strong, and the house of Saul was getting weaker, we read in verse 1, Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. Even though his strength was still not at par with David, he was still the guru, the chief in the house of Saul. Verse 7, and Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ish-bosheth said to Abner, wherefore hast thou gone into my father's concubine? Do you understand this, King James English? Why have you gone into or unto my father's concubine? Yes, this is King James' way of saying slept. Yeah. The Bible has different terms. Adam knew. To know somebody, slept. Go into, slept. Go unto, slept. All right? So he's saying that Ish-bosheth said to Abner, wherefore has thou gone into my father's concubine? So Ish-bosheth is Saul's son. And he realized that, Abner has gone to sleep with my father's concubine. Even though Saul was gone. You see? Yeah, he's gone to sleep with my father's concubine. It's not correct. So you can see already that even though Abner was becoming strong in the house of Saul, there was still a little bit of... Old Testament stories are very nice. Yeah, very interesting story and in detail. So even though Abner was growing strong in the house, you can see that he also was some way. He sleep with someone who is not your wife. In fact, it's your boss's... Yeah, concubine is just an official term for other wives, other than the official one. You see? And these things were weaknesses in the church. You know, I was listening to a message by a bishop casually, and he was talking about how some of the older, you know, fathers, there was a man by name, is it Os? Os, right? Yeah. He was bent. Literally, bent in fire, because he rose up and he spoke against the church in those days, because the church was very corrupt. Popes were made popes because they had money. Popes were bribed. I mean, popes, it was like, if you have more money, you can bribe your way and become a pope. Yeah. Popes had concubines. Yeah. They slept. In fact, they said there was a time, there was a huge gathering in one of the big cities in Europe. And at that meeting, there were like 1,000 or 1,500 prostitutes to service the priest. You understand what I'm saying? Ask your neighbor, you understand what I'm saying? To service them after the meeting. You see? So people like us, and they rose up and said, no, this thing is wrong. Yeah. There were so many odd things. People were not even allowed to sing in church. Yeah. People were not there. It's only the priest who can sing. I like Bishop say, domino, 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 amen. You know, it was only the priest who could sing. Yeah. And nobody was allowed. So there was a lot of oppression. So these are some of the things. It happened before. So Abner was going to his king, former king. And kings, even in the United States, a president is always a president, isn't it? Yeah. So King Saul, that is king. He was still king, even though he was gone and past. He was a past king. All right. I know you're understanding. So look at verse 8. Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ish-bosheth, and said, am I a dog's head which against Judah, am I a dog's head which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul thy father, to his brethren and to his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou charges me today with the fault concerning this woman? Hey, he rose up. What do you mean? Am I a dog's head? You can't talk to me this way. You can't talk. If you do, I'll deliver it to David right now. But I know David would not have done anything to Ish-bosheth. You can tell, isn't it? David would. Because even when Saul was killed, David cried. He mourned. He killed the person who came to report. Yeah. So David was such a loyal person that even after Saul's death, he showed loyalty and faithfulness towards. So watch verse 9. So do God to Abner and more also, except as the Lord had sworn to David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah from Dan even to Beersheba. And he could not answer Abner a word again. That's Ish-bosheth, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, whose is the land? Saying also, make thy league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee to bring all Israel unto. So you look at even the context. Are you watching? Look at the context under which even Abner tried to make peace and join David. The context was even after an argument about having King Saul's, or former King Saul's concubine, and his King Saul's son rising up and saying, why are you sleeping with my wife, my father's concubine? Why are you sleeping with my stepmother? In a certain sense, that my stepmother. Why are you sleeping with my stepmother? You should not be sleeping with my stepmother. And he got angry. And in the process, I said, okay, I'm going to join myself with David. I'm going to join myself with David. Do you see? So look at Abner. You see, when you put yourself in the place of Abner, you see that most of the time there could be reasons legitimate to this man. The word is legitimate. Reason for doing something. Yeah, there are many things that you can justify and say, I want to do this because of 1, 2, 3, 4. You are right, legally. It makes sense. But does that make it right? So Abner's move to make, you know, to join forces with David, the opposite side, was wrong, even the motive. So let's read on. Are you with me? Wow, it's almost time. Should I finish or I should stop? All right, so let me finish. At least a majority of people didn't say anything. There are some people who were neutral, so I'll go with the people who spoke up. Verse 13. And he said, well, I will make a league with thee, but one thing I require. So this is King David, all right? He sent messages to King David. Hey, let's join hands. So King David said, well, I will make a league with thee, But one thing I require of thee, that is, thou shalt not see my face, except thou first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face. Hey, our man David, he had wives, so he had so many, but he still wanted Michal. Yeah, if you remember, Michal was his first wife. You remember? Yeah. And you know how he got Michal? He fought, actually killed 100 Philistines. And then he took their foreskin. You know foreskin? Foreskin, today we are doing some deep study here. Foreskin is a skin on the male genitalia that you cut off. The cutting off of it is what we call circumcision. All right? So David actually had to kill 100 Philistines and strip them and cut off their foreskin. Count 1, 2, 3, 100. That was the dowry. Hey! It's wild though. Are you imagining what I'm saying? You think of it. This man had to kill, risk his life, to get 100 foreskins. And a foreskin is a foreskin. You can't make up a foreskin. After he had killed them, then he has to go and take off the skin. All right? So David said, okay, on one coin, bring back my wife. Because when the rift happened, Saul took basically, Michal went back to Saul's home. And she was actually given to another man, which is very sad. So look at what happened in verse 15. No, look at 14. 14 being described. And David sent messengers to Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, saying, deliver me my wife Michal, which I espoused to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. And Ish-bosheth sent and took her from her husband, even Phaltiel, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along, weeping behind her. To Bahurim. Then said Abner unto him, go, return. And he returned. Abner said, go. You know, the people feared this. He's even telling Michal's husband that go. I'm sure even the look on his face made even the tears dry up. It's sad, isn't it? What a story. All right. 17. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, ye sought for David in times past to be king over you. So now Abner is doing some internal arrangements. He's talking to the elders of Israel that you sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now do it, for the Lord has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of all their enemies. And Abner also spake in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner sent also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel, and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said unto David, I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel unto my Lord, the king, that they may make a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all that thine heart desireth. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. Wow. Wow. So Abner made peace with David, but the thing that engineered the peace was not necessarily right, isn't it? Yes, because he had done something wrong. Now look at verse 22. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop. So David's commander Joab had come back from war and brought in great spoil with them. They had been successful. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. When Joab and all the host that was with him were come, they told Joab, saying, Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he had sent him away, and he's gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, what hast thou done? You see, an independent spirit even challenges the leader. You were not there even when the leader met, David met Abner. But you are asking him, what have you done? And you are even forgetting that you are even in that position because of the leader. Yeah, I always remember, I never forget that I'm here because of Bishop Doug. Without Bishop Doug, I'm nothing. Take this away, you see that most of you will leave. If I came here today and said, I'm changing the church. Now the church is called Goobly God International. And I'm making myself bishop. From now on, call me Bishop Fleischer. Yeah, including my wife. My wife will be the first to walk out. So my position and my ranking and the position I stand is because of my father. You understand? Abner didn't understand. As we learn more, you see that there was even a time he went to battle. And when he won, he said, he sent a message to David that I just won the battle, victory. If you don't come quickly and come and do the rituals and, you know, accept the victory and all that, I will take all that from you. You are going to lose it. Amen. So we are what we are. You understand? Stephanie, have you seen how the glory is coming on you? Yeah. And never for one moment even lose that reason that you are. It's because you stand here. And somebody is giving you the permission to stand here. Don't ever grow wings. You are becoming a star. Yeah. Yesterday I was thinking about you. I was even thinking that I have to start traveling with you. I have to start asking. Yeah, because everything I did for my career, I want to do the same for you. Because I want you also to go high. Is she not singing beautifully? Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a good place to clap. And Makaria, yesterday I was with Makaria. She's also singing very nicely. I tell you, she's also moving higher. You see, Stephanie is also moving higher. That's how it should be. You see, so even your position, never forget that your position is because of the privilege, that it's a privilege. Without it, we are all nothing, including myself. We are nothing, nothing, nada. We are what we are only because of a privilege that has been given. And Abner forgot that. Joab forgot that. So what happened? Look at what happened. Verse 27. And when Abner, so look, 20, let's read 26. And when Joab was come from David, he sent messengers after Abner. You are doing it independently. You are doing it in the. Nobody has asked you to do it. You are acting on your own because now you feel so much that I'm so special. I'm so, I'm Commander Abner or Commander Joab. I am Commander Joab. What was the highest rank in the army in the U.S.? General, yeah. General, how many stars? Four or five stars, four and a half star. General. Yeah. I'm now a four-star general. I can make decisions. I can say, come, you come, come. So you know, even though the president has made a decision that I'm going to sign, you know, a peace treaty with these people, I will take care of it. So go and get me Abner. Bring him. Bring Abner. So look at 27. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him. Abner, come, you know. That agreement that we did. And as he was speaking to him, look at what happened. And smote him there under the fifth rib. Killer. Such a killer. Experienced killer. They know the position of the heart. Straight into the heart. And he died. For the blood of Asahel, his brother. Listen, people who are independent will never give the real reason. There's always a cover-up. People who are also offended, the next stage, they will never, oh, me, I'm forgiving the person. Oh, baby, I'm forgiving. Yeah. And we are cool, crowd. And people are never genuine. They are never truthful about their heart. Your heart is that you are still harboring revenge. Whatever you do is just a cover-up. That's what you are just covering up. So the real reason why this Joab guy never rested, he never gave up, he never rested. He independently wanted to execute the man. And the main reason was for revenge. Yes. Yeah. Anybody with an independent spirit or an independent tendency, sit back and think. I'm telling you, inside you is a personal agenda. Personal agenda. Yeah. Personal agenda that you want for yourself. That is why you are independent. That is why you can say things like, the anointing on my life is not respected here. Yeah. You can say, the anointing on my life is now not respected here. Why do you want it to be respected? We should put you on the pulpit and kill you. Hey, king. The anointing on my life is not respected, is not regarded. Don't say that. What anointing? You see, yesterday I saw, you know, when you put up messages on WhatsApp, I look at them. I just don't respond. Because I know you are all my children in a way. And I love you. But I don't like inciting, you know, jealousy. And that's one of the reasons why I don't even put up generally. If you notice, I won't wish you happy birthday on a general WhatsApp. If I want to wish you, I'll send you a private text. Because I don't want to do it for one and forget the other. Because people won't be happy with me. One is on my birthday. Reverend didn't wish me about Jesus. No, I don't want that. So even I don't comment on things posted. But yesterday, or was it yesterday? Eunice posted a very simple clip. And it was an Australian lady, I forgot the name, if I don't know her name. And she was preaching about the anointing and gifts. And she said, gifts attract crowds. Yeah. That is why Lady, is it called Lady Gaga? Is that Gaga? Yeah, Gaga. Yeah. She can have a show and there'll be hundreds of people. Gifts gather. But they don't bring an impact. They don't cause changes. They don't change things. They don't make new things happen. But when you are anointed, real anointing, it brings changes. Safiya, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Aim at singing that by the time you have finished, somebody's life has changed. That is real anointing. It's not gift. Gifts are just display. You can have gift with no character, which means no anointing. A gift, but you are misbehaving. Yeah. Listen, don't be independent. Do you understand? I think it's enough. The place is getting quiet and cold. I'm done. I've told you all I want to tell you today. Time is up, so bow down your head as we close. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to put your hand on your heart and just pray for your heart. Ask God to preserve you. Ask Him to keep you. Ask Him to protect your heart.